It is good to be in the house of the Lord, and this message is central to Jesus Christ. This is what the gospel is all about. This is what we have been singing about, is Christ. What we can do is absolutely nothing in our lives to save us and to deliver us. But what Christ does for us, he delivers, he saves, he rescues, and he is a friend of sinners. I want to speak today of the best friend ever. And in our thoughts and in our minds, we think, who is my best friend? And so, who pops up? Are you thinking childhood school friend? Or a co-worker? Or are you thinking girlfriend or the boyfriend? What about your wife or husband? And of course, for me, one of my best friends is my wife, Denise. And so many of us who are married would say the same, that our husband or wife are at the top of the list, or they better say it, right? So, yes. So Denise, for better, for worse, in 1983 when we were married, correct. She made a vow of good or better, worse or bad, richer or poorer, and in health and sickness, she has stood by me and she has made me complete. Best friend ever. What do you think? Who are you thinking about right now? Who would it be? Let's open in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for this message, Lord, that you have put on my heart. We ask you that you would work in our hearts, minds, and soul just to get a glimpse of you and who that you really are. We give you the praise and we thank you, Lord, that you are persistent in chasing us down, in calling us. And we ask you, Lord, that we can be worthy of your praise. In your holy name, amen. Amen. Now, I might have another little upsetting note. I am not a cat person. I do not own a cat. So my next best friend is my dog. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about my dog. And following that, I'm going to talk about my best friend ever is Jesus Christ. And so, the first one is man's best friend, the so-called dog. His name is Riley. He's about 7.2 pounds. And he is an attitude of a dog about an 80 pound. He owns his own territory. He owns the front yard. He owns the backyard. He owns the street, the neighbor's yard even. He wants to know that he is in charge of the going-ons of activities in the whole neighborhood. He never wants you out of his sight. When the shoes go on, he expects that it is just for him. Really. He's ready at the door for the walk, morning, noon, or night. He dances in the thought of being by your side. He wants you to know that he's in charge. And he wants to be your boss and your friend. He leads the way on the leash as if I would get lost. He makes sure that I can come home. He knows where all the other dogs are that are on our walk. And he knows where the cats are also. He makes sure that they know that he is round. He leaves his scent on every tree, every fire hydrant. He dances and scratches up all the lawns, the low growls, letting all people know that he is out and about. Went away, whether for 5 minutes or a few hours, it's always the same. He is at the door, standing on the front door with his hind legs popping up and down and his front paws on the window, looking out the glass, tail wagging. He's spinning around, dancing to be greeted by you. He's waiting to give you a lick on the chin and say, I love you. I missed you. How come you were so long? It doesn't matter the mood that I'm in. He is there. He's snuggled up on my lap. He's curled up by my side, laying at my feet, his tail wagging to show me that he is there and he cares and he is happy to be with me. I guess if you look at my dog and reflect, he has the unconditional love. Think about it. A pet to show you such unconditional love. He brings a smile to my face, and he cheers me up. He makes me laugh at all the things that he does. He lets me know when someone is at the door. He watches and makes sure that all is fine. When I scold him, he comes back to me at my side saying, it's okay. I still love you. I'll be with you. He never stays mad at me, but he just wants to be with me through thick and thin. Through the good times, through the bad times, it doesn't matter, for I know what unconditional love is from my pet dog. I've already mentioned Denise and Riley. Now the best friend ever is Jesus. He's a friend of sinners. Two thoughts I would like to share with you. First thing, he never lets you out of his sight. And Jesus has made an investment in our lives and our relationship. In your bulletin, you have a pamphlet with sermon notes and messages. Feel free to, if you have a pen or anything, if you would wish to jot notes down. First, Christ never lets us out of his sight. For God himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say that the Lord is our helper. I will not fear. He tells us to be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. As in the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord spoke and said, before we were formed in our mother's womb, the Lord said, I knew you. I set you apart, the Lord said. God has never let us out of his sight. In Ephesians 3, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, Scripture reads that praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, in according with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given to each and every one of us. In the beginning, God created all things. He had a plan set out. He created the world and to populate this earth as we know it with us. So here we are, fallen people, for it is sin that entered into the world and into our lives, into the hearts of Adam and Eve at the beginning of time, where they were tempted and they fell. So I would say it would be an issue of disobedience towards God that failed then and that fails even now. For sin enters into our lives and our obedience to God fails. We have a separation that we cannot do anything about. But as in the past, God knew that Adam and Eve would do this. They knew that he would disobey. God called out, and they hid from God. And when we sin, we also try to hide from God. Do we hide from Jesus, the best friend ever that would ever want to be within our lives? Do we leave Jesus at the church? Do we leave him at the altar? Do we close the door of our hearts, of our home? Do we hide unconfessed sins? Jesus says that we always have our children, which through generations, always the bedtime prayer. But in essence, in a sense, it should not wait till the bedtime prayer. At the moment that we have guilt, that we think we have sinned, at that moment, ask forgiveness to Christ. He will forgive us. He forgives 7 times 70. Continuously is his great love toward us. Wherever we go, do we want to show off our best friend? Jesus has made an investment in our relationship and our lives. When you have him for a friend, you have discovered a friendship which has no limits. He is by definition the ultimate friend. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Our relationship is only possible because of what he did. He died and he rose again for us in this world. He came for us. And this investment that he has for each and every one of us is John 3:16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but he will have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn it, but Christ came into this world to save it, to save each and every one of us in his own way. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 12. We read that in him we have redemption through his blood dying on the cross, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, to put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head in Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestinated according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be the praise of his glory. It's not only the work of Christ that gives us access to God, but his promises of the Spirit of truth who dwells within us. Three members of the Trinity is God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit have from the beginning of time set out and have planned to invest in our lives here and now. His love and his joy is perfected. Jesus speaks, as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. He says, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus speaks that his joy may remain in us and that our joy may be full. He tells us to love one another as he has loved us. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for his friend, Jesus spoke. Christ went to the cross and he laid down his life for us. Jesus says we are his friends if we do as he commanded. No longer will you be called servants, for servants do not know what their master is doing. But he has called us friends, for all the things I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. In John chapter 15, verses 9 to 15. Jesus speaks in Scripture. He says, as the Father has loved me, so now I love you. Now remain in my love. If you, he's talking about us, if you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Christ speaks that his joy will be our joy. He will guarantee it by his Holy Spirit who lives within us. We have that assurance. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And Christ says, you are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer will call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. A friend knows what is happening, because friends develop deep fellowship and relationship by communicating with one another. To abide, to love one another, a believer must also obey, and a believer must also love one another. If you do as he commands, Jesus is our role model for this love. Friendship develops as a result of communicating. of praying and obeying Christ. As we enter into fellowship with Jesus, our relationship with God becomes real when saving faith is exercised. For God speaks to us and he says, "You cannot come to me unless you have faith." Faith is a Christian core value which each and every one of us will have, a faith as a mustard seed or mighty faith. But it must be faith to come to God and to trust and to believe that he is Lord and Savior. Friendship is not automatic, but is conditioned upon our obedience to him. Ephesians 3, chapter verses 14 to 21. Keep flipping the pages. This is a moment of thought. Okay. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, how long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Jesus' desire is far more than just our salvation. His desire is to remake us in his image. His desire is to remake us into his image of purity, of love, of compassion, of joy, of tenderness. This is Christ's qualities. We fail many times, but the best friend ever wants to remake us so we can be like Christ, so that we can withhold those values that we so quickly shoot out, and he will replace it with his values and his ways to be loving, compassionate, and tender, and trustworthy, and to have hope in this life. We all know things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes. For what he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus, the friend of sinners. In Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. we read, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, and he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus does this by becoming involved in our lives. He has chosen us. We did not choose Christ. His love for us moves him to lead us, to guide us, protect us, to comfort us, to save us, to fulfill his promises toward us. In this world and also in the next world. He will answer our prayers. He will stay by our side. He wants to be your best friend ever. In Romans 8, verses 26 and 27, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our own weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according with God's will. He doesn't leave us out on a limb. His Holy Spirit enacts into our lives in helping, in giving us that strength. And so, as our friendship grows, we will have a deep commitment to his love, and we will want to follow Christ. Our motivation for this service is our love for him, in us reaching out in love. As our friendship grows, his saving grace will transform us to the very image of Christ, working in our lives to be obedient and humble best friends. As we love, we will respond to his commands and obedience. So with the greatest gift that we can receive, we will not be able to keep it to ourselves, but we will show Christ's likeness to others around us and in our community. All that we do must be filtered through our love for Christ. As I spoke about our pet dog, Riley, and how we can say that it seems of his unconditional love. Riley, he does live for me, but Christ, he died for me, for each and every one of us. Riley, he loves me near. He loves to be with me. Jesus, he wants to live within me and through me. Riley gives me the unconditional love, but someday he will die, the same as you and I. But Christ, he gives me unconditional love, and he is eternal. Think about that. Eternity. Such a short span of our lives are set here. But eternity is out of our thoughts and minds. Christ gives us that. We can be a friendly church, but are we friends to the people as Christ has shown us? The world is waiting to meet the best friend ever. And two questions. Are you a friend of Jesus? Think about it. Are you a friend of Jesus. Have you stepped out? Have you made that commitment in faith? I don't understand everything, but I'm willing to trust something that is above and beyond my power to fulfill His promises in my life. The gospel simplicity is very straightforward. It is listening, it is accepting in faith. That's all Jesus wants us to do. He says, come as you are. Of all the foul mouth, of all your anger, of all your mistrust, He said, don't try to change. Bring it to me. Start with me first, He says. And day by day, week by week, months by months, years by years, I will work into your life and I'll help change you to become children of God. But the hardest step is to admit that we need Christ in our lives. In our bulletin, in this flyer, on the one front page there, it says, accepting Christ is as easy as ABC. We have to admit that we have a need for God, that we have sinned against Him. We have to believe that Jesus Christ can save us, yet to all receive Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become His children. And see, confess. Those who confess, the Lord will become a part of your life. The second question is, are you a friend like Jesus? A lot of us have accepted Christ for many years, but a lot of us have fallen, have failed, have been stubborn in our own ways. And Christ wants to help change us also to be that tender, be that loving person, to have that compassion. We as Christians, we can say that we have been Christians for years and years, but it's Christ that still does the work in us also. So on those two points, are you a friend of Jesus or are you a friend like Jesus? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this day. We thank Your word, for Your word, Lord Jesus. And we ask that You would work in each and every heart. We ask You, Lord, that You would speak this day and the weeks to come. Speak upon their thoughts, upon their minds and their hearts and soul. Show them, Lord, that You do care and You do love them. We ask You, Lord, that You would help us, Lord, to be all that You would have us to be. In Your holy name, amen. Amen.